Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Camaro Dave, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland, Oregon. We welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and down in Texas, and also to all the people that listen to us on the SoundCloud and multiple other platforms out there. Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue were some big winners at the recent Royal. They won the brisket division. And we're going to be talking to them very shortly. Our musical guests this week are a little varied, and I'll tell you why, because this show is dedicated to Donna Taylor, who loved to dance. She loved her barbecues and parties, and she loved her kids. And she was my mother-in-law, and we will see you again sometime, Flash, which was my nickname for her. So a little personal note there. I usually don't do that, but it was a special occasion. So let's get to talking with Ryan and Karen from Dirt Road Barbecue. Welcome to Barbecue Nation, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
So before we get into all of the particulars, as we will over the next hour, tell us first how you got involved in barbecue, not even at the competitive level. Just did you start out as doing it in your backyard, or what was the process there?
Well, my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, Doug, had always been into smoking, and he'd smoked turkeys and hams for, you know, people in our hometown, and they started doing some small local non-sanctioned contest, and our hometown contest was coming up, and they weren't going to be able to do it, so my sister kind of pushed me into taking their spot 1 year.
Thanks, sis.
So So that kind of what prompted us to get into it, and we didn't do really that well. So, being competitive, I got on the internet and read and researched everything I could find to learn more about competition, and that kind of led into the next one. So it just kind of took off from there.
Well, you know, when you're learning to barbecue, to cook outside, if you will, practice makes perfect, I guess I would say. But other than that, you can pick up the skills rather quickly, you know, if you pay attention. And that sounds like what you did, and you're to be commended on that. What really got you into... Well, you said you're competitive, Ryan, but what really got you into say, hey, I think I can be really competitive at a higher level? When did that little light bulb go on for you?
Really, the second contest we went to, like I said, I went out and watched there's a lot of information on the internet now, and especially with barbecue classes. You know, it wasn't always this way, but now your learning curve can be shortened so much. So after this first contest, we didn't get the results we wanted. Like I said, I went out and learned about phosphates, injections, all these different commercial rubs and sauces, and we went to our second contest, and we ended up getting a reserve grand champion and winning a couple categories. And I mean, that set the hook. And once I was like, whoa, we can have a little success at this, you know, that kind of prompted us to get into KCBS and start trying like pro division stuff.
Sure. Now, Karen, you've been pretty quiet so far. So what was your thoughts as this was all transpiring? Did you scratch your head and say, Ryan, are you out of your mind, or do you really want to do this, or let's go?
No, I said, let's go. And it's always been something the two of us could do together that was kind of fun. And in the beginning, when we weren't we were still competitive, but we weren't quite as competitive. There was a little more fun, and we had more friends and family hanging around us, and it was, you know, a little more laid back.
Mm-hmm.
As we've gotten better and more serious, not quite as much fun, but, I mean, it's still something that we can enjoy and do together.
Well, I think it's like anything that is has competition attached to it. When you start it, it's kind of interesting and fun and satisfying some curiosities, and then one day you win a prize, and this isn't too bad. But now you're hooked, and like in your notes that you sent me here, you did 41 contests in 2017. That's 41 weekends, basically taken up out of 52 by barbecue. You've got to be pretty serious about it.
Exactly. And not only that, then, you know, as you get into bigger and better things, you've got to have, you know, new smokers and new trailers and all that stuff. And so, yeah, we had to upgrade our trailer so that we would be more comfortable, because I said, if we're going almost every weekend, I want to be comfortable. I don't want to be hot. I don't want to be cold. I want to have fun.
Yes. Yeah. And you, I mean, I've seen it. I came from a competitive background, but in a whole different world. And, you know, comfort can be a very important thing, especially at times when you only get a few minutes rest for something. You know, if you're cooking all night or whatever, and you got to get up and check things and do this and do that. You know, if you can get comfortable for a half hour or 45 minutes or an hour and a half, whatever time allows you to get some rest, that's pretty important, I found.
Exactly.
So what part of this competition team, as far as the tasks go, Karen, do you perform?
So I do a lot of the prepping. I get all the sauces and rubs and injections. I get all that stuff ready to go, made up ahead of time. I build all the parsley boxes, the greenery that goes on the bottom. I do that piece of it, and the final, like making everything look pretty, is my job, to clean up the box and make it look right. But I'm also there helping when we're cooking, as far as wrapping at the certain times and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
Ryan's really the creative genius, I guess. It's a lot of, he makes up the recipes, I help tweak it, but I'm the taster, because when we've smoked all night, his taste buds get to where all he has is smoke.
Yep.
And so I have to be the final one to say, yeah, this is the rack of ribs we want to turn in today.
No, I'm fully aware of that. When you cook all day, even if you're cooking at home for family and guests or a backyard barbecue, by the time it, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock runs around and you want somebody else to sample it to make sure it's ready to go, because I agree with you, Ryan, my taste buds get shot after about 12 hours.
Yeah, a lot of times I think the barbecue to me is better the next day or the day after. A lot of times I don't like to eat my own stuff the day I cook it.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's very true. So winning the brisket division at the Royal, I mean, that's a pretty big deal, you know. For those people listening out there who don't understand that or what the Royal's about, if they're just one of the first time listeners. The Kansas City Royal, which is a huge event because they have more than a barbecue contest there. They've got horse shows and agricultural shows. It's kind of like a big state fair in a way. But a few years ago, well, a number of years ago now, KCBS, Kansas City Barbecue Society, decided to do an invitational, and they started this contest there, and now it has become huge. Huge. Did they have, what, 800 teams this year or some ridiculous number?
I don't know what the final team count. I think they're around 400 and some in the open, and I'm not quite sure how many they had in the Invitational.
Yeah. Well, it's still a lot of barbecue, and it's still a lot to digest. Pardon the puns, I guess, but there's an awful lot going on there. We're going to take a break here in a minute, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the process with Ryan about how he does his cooking and how he does his sauces and how he comes up with the ideas and exactly what his process is. Also want to say this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you by Painted Hills Natural Beef. From the heart of the Pacific Northwest, beef you can feel good about. Painted Hills Natural Beef, you can check them out online at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. We're going to be back with Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue, big brisket winners at the Royal right after this.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. Today we've got Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue, won the brisket division at the Royal there. And a couple of quick things, a little business here. If you want to email us, it's bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. That's bbqnation@alphamediausa.com. Facebook, it's Barbecue Nation with JT. Also want to say hi to one of our affiliates, KACI in Hood River and the Dalles up there. And here's your big, tough question for the week. To win a gift certificate from National Barbecue News, and if you can't get this, then you're probably in a sad state of affairs. What division did Ryan and his wife Karen win at the Royal? What division did Ryan and Karen from Dirt Road Barbecue win at the Royal? If you have the correct answer to that, send me an email at barbecuenation@alphamedia.com. We will pick one or two and send you certificates so that you can win a year's free subscription of National Barbecue News. Okay, now back talking with Ryan and Karen Murphy. So, Ryan, tell me about the process. That, you know, take me through your day, as it were, at a competition.
We usually start prepping about 3 o'clock on Friday. Injection, rubbing. I cook briskets separated. I separate the point and the flat. And we, like I said, we usually rub and inject about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then I don't put my big cuts on till pork goes on at 4. The brisket won't go on till 5. I do cook really hot and fast. The brisket goes on at about 450 degrees, actually, for the first hour and 45 minutes.
And when he's saying 4 and 5, he's talking in the morning. So we prepped it Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., but we'll after we prep it, it goes in the fridge and it rests until it's ready to go on the smoker at 5 a.m.
So what are your rubs? I mean, are these rubs you created? Is it something that you bought a basic rub off a store shelf and then added stuff to it? What goes on there?
I use a lot of Cosmo competition product stuff. The Reserve Blend competition, or the Reserve Blend injection from Cosmo. One of my favorite rubs from him is the Dirty Bird Hot. Is probably makes up most of my brisket rub. And just a good basic, you know, base of salt, pepper, garlic with that, with a Dirty Bird Hot over the top.
Sure. Now let's go back to your temperatures real quick. You said the first hour and a half, I think you said, at 450?
Yeah, I cook on a Jambo offset, so I'm running a temperature of about 350 degrees, but I put the flat up on the what they call the microwave shelf, which typically runs about 90 to 100 degrees hotter up there. So I'm guessing we're, you know, 450 up there for the first hour and 45 minutes.
Then what do you do?
Then I wrap with a little bit of basically some beef consomme and, you know, basically a little bit of Big Papa's.
Yeah.
Cash cow and a little bit of rub in some foil, wrap it up tight, and then I
slide it back to the back of the smoker, closer to the firebox, and then we're pretty much 325, 350 till it finishes out.
And how long is that usually?
It really depends on the size of the brisket, but that we're wrapping at 645. It could be anywhere from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. Just depends on how big the brisket is and how quickly it'll cook out.
And when you're in competition, Ryan, how many briskets do you cook to make sure that you get one that you like to turn in?
I would like to cook two, but just due to the cost of these Wagyu briskets, I've only been cooking one.
And where do you get your briskets at?
We cook Snake River Farms Gold Briskets.
Okay. Are they one of your sponsors or something?
They're not a sponsor, but we're sponsored by the Kansas City Barbecue Store, and the barbecue store does buy briskets in bulk through Snake River Farms, so yeah. I am able to get a little bit of a discount through them.
Well, that helps, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
every little bit helps.
Well, there's not a pile of prize money in this work. I mean, there's a few events where you get some decent money that maybe, you know, really help offset the cost. But if you're doing 41 events a year, not all of those are going to, even if you won every one of them, they're probably not going to cover your costs, are they?
No, you definitely aren't into barbecue to make any money, for sure.
Well, it's fun, though. It's a good, honest, you know, competition type thing. And I'm sure if they keep doing what they're doing, there will be some big money come along eventually. That happens in most sports if they can sustain. So, Karen, go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead.
And I think that's kind of what the National Barbecue League's trying to do, is to get some more purse money in barbecue. So hopefully they'll be able to get that off the ground and get that going next year.
Well, I wish them all the luck with that. Because that does bring a lot of people out. You know, give it a try. You never know what you can do, by golly. Really. So, Karen, while Ryan is doing all that stuff, and you said you're kind of assisting him, how much parsley do you go through? I mean, I was going to ask that question in the first segment, because the parsley farmers of America probably are very happy with barbecue competitions, I would think.
I would think they definitely love us. Some of it depends on the time of the year and how good the parsley looks, because I'm looking for the bright green, tight, you know, makes a nice, almost like putting green surface, so that it's just really nice level.
Uh-huh.
So if the parsley is really good, it takes probably 1 to 2 bunches to build a box, and I have to build at least four every week for the four main categories, and then if they throw in extra things like sausage, then I got extra ones to build. So I probably buy anywhere from 10 to 20 bundles of parsley a week.
Like I said, kiddo, they got to love you on that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more of Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue. Big winner in the brisket division this year at the Royal. Right after this, don't go away.
To the town of our.
Welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Camaro Dave. We've got Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue in the Kansas City area with us today, from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. If I could talk, maybe I need to iron my tongue or something. Comes a beef product you can count on, and that would be Painted Hills Natural Beef. You can find them at paintedhillsnaturalbeef.com. Also, my buddies down at Barclays in Woodburn, they have that guitar special with the Dan Electro 12 string going on. This is a little. I do this because I really like Mark, and they normally run close to $500 on that, and he's got them down there for $359. So go to Barclays Buy Sell, and you can find out all about that. So let me ask you this. I'll ask Karen first on this, Ryan. What's the difference between cooking at a competition and cooking for your family and friends?
when you're cooking for a competition, you're cooking for six strangers that you don't necessarily know what their likes and dislikes are. So you're trying to get as close to middle of the road, not offend anybody. And they're also going to be a lot more critical. Your friends and family, pretty much anything you do that they didn't have to spend time cooking is going to be amazing. So it's just that, you know, you're dealing with more critical people.
Is the barbecue that you serve at home the same as you serve those judges?
It's pretty close to, I would say, what we would serve at home for our friends and family.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, some of it is maybe a little over the top. I mean, we do more sauce and things for judges than probably we would do for friends and family.
Sure, sure. And Ryan, what about the injecting? Would you do a little more of that at the competition level than at the backyard level?
Yeah, probably for competition, you're trying to put as much flavor into that one bite as possible. So you're probably, like she said, going more over the top just to pack as much flavor into that one bite for competition than when you're just cooking in the backyard. So, you know, you're probably going to have more salt, more sauce, more everything for competition than just being in the backyard.
What do you use for your injectables? I mean, you can put anything in there you wanted to, but you don't have to tell us your secret recipe, but just kind of give us an idea.
There's a lot of commercial injections on the market, but most of them are, you know, phosphate-based, which phosphates help meat retain moisture. Cosmos, Butcher, Big Papa Smokers all make injections for pork and brisket. And then really it's up to you. Like, for example, pork injections, you can mix anything from water to any type of fruit juice. You know, I've heard people mix in sodas, you know, different types of a little bit of vinegars, anything for pork, but just about any type of liquid you can imagine.
Dr. Pepper, there you go. If you want to do that, I guess. It says in your bio that you have 19 grand championships and 22 reserve grands, and including at the 2014 Royal, numerous top tens and all that. What do you think, excluding this year's Royal win, what's your biggest, most favorite win prior to the Royal this year?
Probably last year in the Sam's Club Finals, we won the brisket category there too. So we had to go through that whole Sam's Club tournament to get to the finals, and then we were the ultimate brisket winner there. So I think that was probably a pretty big one just because of the level of competition we were cooking against.
Sure. I can believe that. Ryan, what is your favorite thing that out of all the different things you turn in at the competitions, but what is your favorite?
I would say probably right now, ribs for me. I think we've struggled in ribs the last couple of years. Something that I've really focused on improving, and I think I've never cooked ribs better than I am right now, and I think probably right now ribs are my favorite.
And Karen, what about you?
I like the brisket burn-ins.
Ah, a girl after my own heart there. There you go. Do you ever bring some home from the competitions and give it to family or friends, or do you just get rid of it all there at the competition?
We'll do a little bit of both. If the contest has an affiliation with like a local food shelter or has some charitable event going on, we'll donate our leftovers. But if they're not doing that, we'll bring them home and we give them to friends and family. Our neighbors absolutely love us because they know that they're usually going to get some really good barbecue at least a couple times a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you were talking earlier, Ryan, about the Wagyu beef and all this stuff, but what, you know, in your ribs and your chicken and the pork divisions, what do you use there? I mean, do you have favorites that you use, favorite brands, or you just go grab a rack of ribs off the shelf?
We're using just the Smart Chicken, which is a Midwestern brand. It's an organic Smart Chicken that's just in local chain grocery stores here in the Midwest. And as far as pork, I'm still cooking regular commodity pork, seaboard ribs, and I'm actually cooking a Hormel all-natural pork shoulder. So I really haven't tried or jumped into the heritage breed pork yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as much as we cook, I don't know if the cost would be worth it for me to jump into that with the pork right now.
What would be your ultimate goal down the road? A clean sweep at the Royal or the Jack or something? Or what would be your ultimate goal in competition barbecue?
I would like to win a barbecue major, whether it's one of the open, the invitational. We've never got invited to the Jack. It's cooking where we cook. There's so many contests. If you don't auto your way into the Jack, it's very difficult to get drawn to go to the Jack. So I guess one of the goals would be to get to the Jack first and foremost. But, yeah, to win a major in barbecue would definitely be a goal. And maybe sometime to maybe take a good shot at Team of the Year. We're definitely cooking enough, but it always seems that we always just fall just a little bit short.
Are you a golfer?
I played a long time ago, but it's just not time right now for it.
Well, the reason I ask that is because, one, you called them majors, and two, Karen referred to them as a putting green with the parsley, and I thought maybe I got another golfer on the line here. I do a golfing show too, so just have to ask. Just part of the deal. I just have to ask. So, Karen, got a couple minutes here before we go to break. You were talking about the favorites and then what he uses for the different products and this and that. Do you go with him and help select these things and say, no, that's not a good rack, or no, that's not a good chicken? Or does Ryan do all that by himself?
The chicken he does by himself because he's made an arrangement with the local grocery store, and they actually let him come in at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he gets to pick through the chicken before it goes out on the shelf. So he does that while I'm going to work. And the briskets, we order them in, we get them frozen, but we will go through and like help pick. And the bigger contests, so like when we were going to the Royal, we were definitely looking for the more marbled ones. So we make those decisions together. And then as far as pork and the ribs and the pork shoulders, it just depends on who has time that week. So sometimes I pick it out and sometimes he does. Most of the time it's Ryan, though.
All right, while I've got you there, what is your favorite part of the whole competition? The going, the setting up, the competing, the camaraderie, the meeting civilians coming in and, you know, telling them about your barbecue and your process. What's your favorite part, Karen?
I think it's the camaraderie, you know, getting to meet new people, whether it's competitors or just, you know, people that have stopped by the event and are interested, just like all the different interesting people that you can meet along the way.
There you go. And yours, Ryan?
Yeah, I have to agree with Karen. It's just you meet the people on the circuit and you see them week after week, and they almost become like a second family. You hang out with them every week, and you know, you eat with them, you drink with them, and it's just the good times you have with those people.
Good times. I love good times. We're going to take one more break and come back and wrap up Barbecue Nation this week. Don't forget, if you want to email us, it's Barbecue Nation, BBQ Nation, at alphamediausa.com. You can find us on the SoundCloud, too, or iTunes, or a myriad of other platforms out there. You just go with Barbecue Nation with JT. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back in just a minute with Ryan and Karen Murphy, brisket winner. Winners. Winners. There's an I in there. Sorry about that. Just fooling around. Big winners at the Royal this year. So don't go away.
He said, I'll love you till I die.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm she JT. Camaro Selfie Dave is out there on the road again, and we are very fortunate to be talking with Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue back in Kansas City. Big brisket winners at the Royal this year. Normally, I give you a little KCBS update, but what I'm going to tell you is for the next several weeks, we will be having one or more of the winners from the Royal on the show like we normally do this time of year. And I think you're going to enjoy those interviews. And so that's the big KCBS news this week. We're talking with, as I said, Ryan and Karen Murphy from Dirt Road Barbecue. How did you come up with the name Dirt Road?
Well, we both kind of grew up in rural areas with dirt roads, and Jason Aldean come out with a song, Dirt Road Anthem. So I guess we weren't very creative, but that's how it came about.
Well, as long as it came about, that sounds like a pretty good deal. Do you guys have kids? Do they go with you?
No kids. We have a dog that goes with us everywhere we go.
Good enough. I liked it when your notes here, you said, plus it's an outlet for overweight middle-aged guys to compete at something. That's, I can agree, and I can, relate to that. Okay. You talked about where you wanted to go with this. What would be, you think, the ultimate message that you could do with your barbecue over a period of the next 20 years?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't know if we've actually thought that far in the future, but I think it's just, you know, barbecue is a good way for people to get together, and, you know, it brings people together in good times and bad. And so, you know, if we can give them something that they enjoy at those times, you know, then we've done our job.
Do you really like it that much, Karen? You sound like you do.
I do. Like I said, it's a good, fun thing that the two of us can do together. And, you know, we've got to travel some really cool places. We've also spent a lot of weekends in, you know, grocery store parking lots with not such good views. But, you know, it's allowed us to travel the country and have a good time.
Where's the furthest competition you go to every year?
I usually go to Cumming, Georgia, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to try to go back there this year. And last year, we were fortunate enough to get an invite to go out to La Quinta, California to King of the Smoker. So I don't know if we're going to get to go out there this year or not, but we made it out there last year. That's probably been our farthest.
It's nice weather down there normally that time of year. It's not too hot, and the sun's still out, and a lot of golf courses. I'm just giving you a hint there, Ryan. Just a lot of golf courses down there. If you can, go ahead.
It was nice.
One quick thing, and then we got to wrap up here. If you could change one thing about competitive barbecue, what would it be?
Probably make it a little bit more affordable for everybody across the board to get involved, or try to get a little bit more purse money for the teams. One of those two.
Mm-hmm. Karen?
Yeah, I think it needs to, and I don't know if they need to have more than one division, kind of a like lower level that's more affordable. Maybe they provide the meat to the team so you have a little bit less expense, and then they've got, you know, that higher level pro division where, you know, you're buying the expensive Wagyu briskets and you know, you're traveling farther and doing that stuff because it is definitely an expensive hobby.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever think there should be a competency level, like, to compete at upper level competitions? I mean, not talking about the Jack or Sam's Club or you know, Memphis and May and that type of thing, but just in the regular thing, you should be able to pass a competency test. I don't know why I said that. That's the first time I ever thought about that, but I was just curious.
I don't know. We just jumped in and started cooking. I'm not sure. It's just, it seems like KCBS, the numbers are kind of going down, but maybe that's just the cycle of the way things are. I'm not sure what the answer is.
Okay. Fair enough. Like I said, I don't know why. You have any thoughts on that, Karen?
I don't know if a competency test would be the best thing, because I'm not sure in the beginning if we would have been able to pass one for sure. And I feel like we ended up pretty successful pretty quickly. So, I mean, I think, like you said, anybody can pick things up quickly, especially with the internet and being able to watch all these videos and see how other people are doing things or go to a class. So I think if you're willing to put the time and money in, then you should get to compete.
There you go. Hey, tell us about your Facebook page really quick. How can people go look stuff up about you and your competition wins?
We are Dirt Road Barbecue, and we do have a Facebook page, so you can just go out and like us on Facebook. We don't have a website at this time, but like Ryan was talking about, we're part of the National Barbecue League, and they do have a website. It's www.nationalbarbecueleague.com, and they have bios of all the teams that are part of that, and you can see how we're doing in that point standing, as well as we always post our results every week out on our Facebook page.
Well, excellent. Ryan and Karen Murphy, Dirt Road Barbecue, winners at the Royal this year in the brisket division. Thank you very much. You've been a great guest.
Thank you.
No problem. That's it for this week, folks. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. Remember our saying around here, turn it, don't burn it. And you can look up more stuff that I'm doing on thecowboycook.com. Until that time, for Dr. Dave and the crew and the Murphy family in Kansas, take care, everybody. Have a good week.
He said, I'll love you till I die.